data about each one of the approaches that you are considering is going to help you decide what's best for your organization. So you might be doing a cost benefit analysis to figure out which of the options is maybe most cost effective in using resources and what kinds of benefits that might help. The other approaches might be very cost efficient and very expensive, but they might yield a better result. And the approach is really determined by both the triple constraints that you have on your project, but also in the expected and what is impact from the project. Sometimes you don't need to have maximum impact. Sometimes it is just to get to a good enough result. So you don't have to optimize for the outcome. You might just need to find out what is the cheapest way to get to a good enough result. There may be also things like risk considerations that you might need to think about or will definitely need to think about at the beginning of your project. But in choosing the approach, making sure that the risk that you are taking is appropriate to what the organization is expecting. Data again is usually important in this, in order to also quantify the cost, quantify the benefits, quantify the risk in order to properly analyze them and not just trust your gut, because you might have business knowledge, but it is still might not cover the situations that you end up in. So your gut feeling isn't always correct, and supplementing it with actual data is a really good thing. And for project managers, it's essential essential. I'm not trying to say that my answer is the all encompassing one answer, one answer and one size fits all.